It's episode 318, Grow Great, the podcast. It's about your leadership. My name is Randy Cantrell. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. Guiding vision, the first basic ingredient of leadership. The website is growgreat.com. Warren Bennis, the brilliant but reluctant expert on leadership, believed a guiding vision was the first ingredient of leadership. Leaders need to have a clear vision of what they want to do. They also have to possess the determination and the resolve to do it, to persist through setbacks, even failures. Where are you going, personally and professionally? It makes sense that nothing else should come before a guiding vision. Guiding indicates it's a direction with a plan. It's not merely wishful thinking. There is a purpose and there is an intent behind the vision. Great leaders see the future first. So the question is, what do you see? How are you helping your organization see what you see? Let's break down a few things that might be able to help. Step one, do not assume that people can read your mind. It's far too common for a leader to become frustrated with people because they don't know what she's thinking. We're living with our thoughts 24/7. We know what we think. And surely, this is probably the assumption many people make, surely we've expressed all these thoughts, especially thoughts about where we're headed as a company. Okay, tap the brakes, hold on, check yourself. People are working hard to read you. And at times, you know what? They're mostly getting it wrong. You don't realize it, but you come in the morning and there's this slight scowl on your face. It's really nothing more than you feel a dull headache coming on, and inside you're thinking, I do not need a headache right now. But the people that look at you, people that watch you, they think you're displeased with them. They take this personally. In fact, one employee might even think that you disapprove of what she's wearing. This is how it goes. This is how people often misread you. You got to communicate. And you have to communicate without relying on your ESP. Step two, have a system of communication. Now, you can leave things to chance, but as you might imagine, it's really risky. Do not leave your communication to pure chance. This isn't about managing the narrative. This is not about spin control. I'm hoping that you operate in a no-spin fashion where you can be candid with people, especially when it comes to the guiding vision that you are sharing with people. What's the process for sharing information? What is your preferred method of communication? Now, every organization has a favorite way of distributing communication. And you know what? Mostly it stems from you, the leader. The entire organization is going to follow your lead by watching how you prefer to communicate. If you prefer email, then it's highly likely that you have got an email-focused culture. I would bet that most information in your company is shared by way of email because, well, the organization has figured out that's what the boss prefers. So which is it? What is your preferred way to communicate inside your company? Is it electronic? Is it small group meetings? Is it company-wide meetings? Is it formal? Is it informal? Figure this out and then figure out if you want to tweak it, if you want to change it, because it may not be working as well as you would like, and maybe you'd like to change it. Well, if you would, then do it, but have a system. I found guiding vision conversations for me personally were best done with my leadership team in a small group meeting in person. A lot of dialogue, a lot of answering questions and asking questions. And after that, distributed company-wide in an in-person meeting and hard copy communication to back that up. Now, that was my preference. You need to know your preference. Step three, once is not enough. Never assume that one communication is enough. Some people are going to get it quickly. Some people are not. You do not want to leave anybody behind. You don't want to leave anybody in the dark. If it's up to you to make sure, and it is, to make sure that the message is received and understood, then you have got to be effective. You need to repeat a consistent message about your guiding vision. We attend worship services and we hear preaching each time. The gospel story is ancient. The church was established, according to the book of Acts, in AD 33. The message is preached consistently, service after service, to make sure that it penetrates our minds and our hearts, our lives. to instruct old heads like me and to instruct younger heads like my grandchildren. Once is not enough. You should be the chief evangelist inside your company. Preach the vision that you see. It'll help everybody understand it, and it will cement in the minds of your team that you mean it. Step number four, make every objective congruent with your guiding vision. Your guiding vision can't be one thing and all of your short-term objectives be something that's completely disassociated with it. We are here to make lives better. Well, that sounds great and that sounds wonderful, except when employees feel like you do nothing but make their lives miserable. Don't be dishonest. Be real. Be congruent. Step five, provide feedback. Guiding visions can be violated. We don't always hit the mark. And it's important that the troops know when you're hitting the mark so they can be encouraged to do that more often and to do it better. But it's equally important that they know when you fail to hit the mark. And sometimes personal ownership might be required. I have stood in front of employees, all employees, and apologized for my own failures at times to hit the mark. The guiding vision should be like true north. Violations have to be acknowledged. Corrections have got to be made. And good or great adherences to the guiding vision, these need to be properly celebrated. Are you putting out fires and killing rats, and you're just not paying much attention to a guiding vision? Well, then you are attempting to leapfrog the very first essential ingredient to effective leadership, guiding vision. Go back to home base, don't collect $200, and get this right. Be well, do good, grow great. Today's episode was brought to you by The Peer Advantage. Are you a small to medium-sized business owner in the United States? I don't know, pick a number, anywhere between $5 and $250 million in annual revenue, and you're an operator, and you're not offended if I call you an operator? Are you interested in sitting around in a virtual group with other business owners just like you so that you can help each other, you can learn from each other, you can share experiences, and you can grow? Yeah, that's what The Peer Advantage is all about. Visit thepeeradvantage.com. Click that Apply Now button, and that'll prompt you and I to get on the phone together. And we can discuss this further, and I hope that you will do that. You owe it to yourself. GrowGreat.com is the website. My name is Randy Cantrell. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.